How much are you scrutinized for everything now?
That's up to you guys. I don't really care. I'm playing the game of football and
okay.
playing it as hard and as fast as possible.
Donovan, what about Seattle this week and what you expect from Marshawn Lynch, especially their offensive line? They seem to be playing pretty good opening holes for a guy like that.
Yeah, they got a good stretch game and overall running game. Obviously, Marshawn Lynch is the head of that, and he's a guy that I respect. I know him a little bit, and I know he's a fiery guy, and definitely loves running the ball hard.
You know, a lot of guys will talk about young players needing time to get used to this league, but then you see a guy like Russell Wilson. Are we starting to maybe get into a sense where maybe guys don't need that much time to come in here and start it up, you know, at a high level? I mean, maybe yourself would be an example of that.
Just seeing Russell Wilson and getting a chance to hang out with him earlier this summer before he actually even got into camp with Seattle, you could see that tenacity in him and that he wanted to win that starting position and that he didn't want to hold any bars and didn't want to have any question, and he wants to continue to solidify that he should be the starter. And as any professional and any guy that has heart and wants to be the best at his position.
Going back to the hit, Cutler had no problem with it. But were you surprised that Brandon Marshall did? Do you have a reaction to his comments?
No reaction to his comments.
What about stacking up some wins, though? I mean, you're getting to a point where you gotta start putting together, don't you?
Yeah, we definitely put ourselves in a hole. We understand that. And not discrediting any team that we've played, because the most recent game in Chicago, they played a great game on both sides of the ball, as well as the previous teams that we've lost to. But we've made mistakes. We've made quite a bit of mistakes, and we understand we need to take care of business and eliminate those mistakes and stop hurting ourselves.
As a defense, you guys just got to keep doing what you're doing and hoping that the offense comes around at some point.
We're not perfect by any means. We can do a lot of things. I had an opportunity, and for example, this last game, I could have blocked a field goal like Lawrence Jackson did. I didn't accomplish that, and that's why they had 13 points on the board instead of 10. And there's other situations that we could have held them in other situations, made the game a lot closer. But, I mean, the biggest thing is we got to continue to keep playing, understand what we need to do to limit our mistakes and go from there.
You think if you lose this, it pretty much is it for the playoff chances?
Well, it can be, but you never know. So we just got to take one game at a time from here on out.
What did you see from John Tate? Did you on film or whatever? For his first
start. He just goes in and does his job. Nothing extra, nothing less. He just goes in and does his thing and handles his business.
All the rules have been to protect offensive players. Is there anything that can be done for defensive players, particularly defensive backs, with the way they're so many vulnerable to injuries?
Not really. I don't think you can do anything on the back end. We don't get crack block or none of that. So nothing for us, really.
Obviously, you never like to see a teammate get hurt, but can you talk about the increased role that they're expecting from you now that Nate's down?
Anytime somebody goes down, someone has to step up, and I just happen to be the one who has to step up for the team.
Jim called your last game a breakout game. Did you feel like it was that? Would you call it that?
Statistical-wise, I would say it was my best game of the season, obviously. But I would also say that it was just a good game for me to get a good feel for playing a lot and running a lot and not really having any substitutes and staying in the game the whole time.
With teams doing everything they can to keep Calvin away from at least a deep pass, how much do you need to take advantage of, you know, one-on-one opportunities?
I need to take advantage of every single opportunity that I'm given. And especially, you know, when guys are focusing attention on Calvin, like we saw last week, guys are game planning to shut down the best receiver in the NFL. And I guess I'm the next guy up as far as wide receivers. And we still have our tight ends and we still have our running backs. And we still have weapons. And we also have Ryan Burrows, who had a tremendous game last week.